finding an anchor point or a home in the breath. Moving into your comfortable and alert posture. Letting yourself be comfortable, alert, and relaxed. Settling back. Allowing experience to arise or to appear. Listening to the body. Sensing the body. Letting yourself shift posture as needed, so that the comfort of the body or the discomfort isn't getting in the way of your ability to pay attention. Perhaps rocking a little bit side to side or back and forth to check your balance, alertness, and ease. Sitting with dignity, mountain-like, but also spacious and open, cloud-like. Being aware of the experience of being body. Noticing sensations or lack of sensations. You may notice places in the body that are open and spacious, that feel light, and places that feel heavy and dense. There may be movement. Perhaps you will be aware of the heart beating, the flow of blood through veins, a pulse, the breath falling in, air moving out. In and out. Rising of the chest or the abdomen. You may notice temperature differences. Some places are warm or cool, even cold. There may be softness or hardness. Sound may come and go. Awareness of sound may come and go. Receiving and allowing sound, not reaching out for it. In particular, just being aware of the breath moving in and out of the body. Staying with the experience of being body. A breathing body. Being fully aware of the experience of being a body from the inside, not imagining the body, not visualizing it or the breath. Opening to experience as it is. Generally, if you're just with the body as it is, the body from the inside, there isn't any judgment. You aren't evaluating in any way. You're just having this experience that is really quite pleasant. Even if there's discomfort someplace or you're not feeling well, there's a sweetness to being in touch with the body. So opening to this experience, however it is. Your attention is going to be drawn to different things. but come back to the breath again and again. Not harshly, but gently returning. What I'd like to do in this practice today is guide you through some different ways to pay attention to the breath. We've done a couple practices already in being with the breath as it flows in and out of the body, and of just paying attention to the experience of being a body, both meditations on their own. As well as that, we've done a body scan, a more direct practice of exploring all of the body in both its denseness and its spaciousness, its potential for spaciousness at any time. Now particularly be aware of sensations of the breath at the tip of the nostrils. Notice the air passing in and out, and the sensations in the body as the air passes. There may be some tickling sensation, some warmth or coolness. Whatever is there, be with this experience at the tip of the nostrils, staying with the in-breath and with the out-breath, being really interested in the experience right here at the tip of the nostrils. Now let attention move deeper inside the nose, being aware of the nasal passage and the sensations as air passes in and out. Notice differences in the quality of the air or the sensation of air, warmth and coolness. And move attention deeper into the nasal passageway, up to where there's a curve between the nose and the throat. This may be a place you've never paid attention before, and there isn't something here you're supposed to feel. There may be no clarity of experience in this area at all. But just see if it's possible to feel the passage of air, the sensations as it passes. Moving attention now down the passageway going through the head. Remember, there's not a right or wrong to the experience. Just see if you can be with what is. Not imagining what is, not visualizing or pretending. Seeing or tasting the experience. Sensing the experience. Do you notice anything as I ask you to attend to the breath passing through the passageway through the head, between the nose and the throat? You feel any sensations or temperature differences? Moving attention now into the throat. Important passageways between the head and the body that pass through the neck, including this passageway for air. Paying attention to the internal experience of air moving through the passageway, or lack of experience. Noticing temperatures, sensations, movement. Or denseness. Then let attention go into the lungs. Notice any sensations here. Warmth or coolness. Denseness, openness. Then moving to the external, to the surface area, moving out of the lungs to the chest, the outside of the chest. Being aware of the rising and falling of the chest with the breath. Then let yourself feel the air in the belly. And be aware of the experience on the outside, the rising and falling of the belly. It's helpful sometimes to put your hand right on the belly. You could get a multisensory experience of the breath and the movement of the body as you breathe. And just for a moment, turning attention right to the center of the belly, 2 or 3 inches below the navel and a couple fingers back. Allowing a one-pointed attention right here. And now follow one breath in through the nostrils and all the way down the belly. Following the experience as air goes in and out of the body. And then on the next inhale, letting the whole body fill with air. Like a balloon. Every single cell is filled with air. Then let it out again. Do a few breaths like this, filling the whole body and letting it all out. So what we've just done is experience some different ways to pay attention to the breath, different places in the body. Some may have been more dramatic experiences for you. You may have had little interest in some others. For now, choose a place that is particularly easy to pay attention to, or particularly pleasant or pronounced, something you may have been drawn to. Unless the draw was discomfort. Don't choose a place for reasons of discomfort. You're looking for a home, a safe place, a base, a place you can return to again and again. So this place or way of attending is comfortable and may be a place that's easy to be alert with. If something hasn't come to you yet from this experience, if it isn't clear what to use, then use the tip of the nostril or the belly. In the belly, you can either pay attention to the belly in general, the rising and falling, or to that specific point. But choose one, and for the rest of the sitting, this will be the home or anchor in the breath. For the rest of the sitting, and maybe for a long time. It's a place to rest your attention. As you sit, the attention will leave this place over and over again. Your attention will go to sounds and sensations, to thoughts. Later in our practice, we'll attend to those things, pay attention to them intentionally. But now, just return again and again to the breath. This is the most important fundamental practice to develop this muscle of returning again and again to the anchor. When you find your attention has wandered from the anchor, when you notice what has happened, even if you've been thinking a story for a long time, whenever you notice that you're away from the breath, gently and kindly return your attention back to the anchor point. This is very simple. Just coming back over and over again to one place. It's simple, but it's challenging to do, to remember to do, to be aware enough to know what's going on, and to choose coming back to the breath. Noticing where attention is, returning to the anchor or to the home in the breath. bringing your hands together, palms facing each other, being aware of the stillness, remembering that the stillness is present always to everyone. And with this remembrance, we bow to the shared stillness. In mutual respect and gratitude for preciousness of this life. Thank you for your attention. If you would like to do a longer sitting, there will be two more bells. One in 20 minutes, another in 45 minutes.